Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Today, our guest is Jazz Thomas. Jazz Thomas is a community leader and entrepreneur who is dedicated to being the change agent for girls worldwide. She started Girls with Goals 3 years ago after noticing the lack of positive images in regards to women of color. Jazz started the movement as a way to promote and celebrate women who were doing the opposite of what she saw in the media. She is currently pursuing a degree in organizational leadership. And she uses Girls with Goals as a platform to display her boldness and concern for her community. Welcome, Jazz Thomas.
Hi.
Thank you for being here with us.
My pleasure. I'm really, really excited.
Tell us a little bit about Girls with Goals, the movement, and what kind of sparked you to want to create a community that you've created.
Absolutely. So my biggest inspiration was really the lack of positive images that I saw either on social media, on TV, in the community. There's just a lack of especially Black female images that, you know, I would be comfortable with showing my daughter or showing my niece or, you know, having a discussion with my friend about. There was a lack in that. So I wanted to pretty much promote the women that I personally saw. It started all on Facebook. I had a group on Facebook that I would kind of handpick ladies from. And I would just say, you know, congratulations. You've been doing so many great things in the community. I really want to have a platform to promote you and to celebrate you even more. And with that, it has just grown into, you know, more events. I've been hosting events with Girls with Goals, and we've been empowering women to not only reach their goals, but to make sure they're connected to other women who are doing great things in their community as well.
Okay, that's awesome. So what kind of things do you all do now? So it's a Facebook group primarily?
Being honest, the Facebook group has kind of died a little bit. But as far as what we're doing now, we're more hands-on. So it's not just on social media. We're actually going into the communities and hosting different events, hosting empowerment events for these women. So the last one I hosted was back in April. It was called Where Girls Meet, and it was a brunch. And what we did there was it was about 50 women in the room. It was very empowering, a really beautiful environment to be in. Of course, it was pretty much all women of color. So what we did was we had a networking portion where people did shopping with the vendors. They got to know one another. Literally, there was a lot of different women in the room from all over. So the event was actually in St. Louis, but there were people from Indianapolis in the room. There were people from Chicago in the room. So it was pretty much a Midwest event. And we had a panel discussion. The theme for this year was becoming your best self. So as a woman, making sure that you can reach your goals all across the board, financially, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, all of those things. So that's what I really tried to tie into the panel discussion. And so I had three different ladies come, and I had a mental health counselor on there. I had a physical health, she was a physical health trainer and a nutritionist. And then I also had a lady who's really well known for investing and counseling women to make more money in their business. So we just had a discussion about how all of those things tied together. And when the ladies left the room, they felt empowered, you know, by not only being able to meet different women, but hearing some feedback from women who have literally reached their own goals in doing, you know, what they want to do and what they've been pursuing.
Talk to us a little bit about, I see that you're a certified life coach, and you focus on goal clarity. What is that?
So a lot of times, you know, there are women who just, they know what they want to do, but they don't know how to get there. And what I do is I have them do some workshops and some things to walk through with them. And set them up a plan, because a lot of times people lack in the plan to actually get to their goals, or to they see the big picture, but they don't see the paint strokes that went into getting this masterpiece. So I do a lot of motivation. I make sure I hold them accountable to reaching their goals. Not only that, I give them the tools and the resources that they need. So if it's a mentor teaching them something that I can't teach them in a certain field, maybe, or if it's just providing them with a link to a workshop or a worksheet even to get them there. So breaking it down step by step, helping them really focus on the goal that's at hand and where they really want to be.
Okay, great. So how long have you been doing that for?
I started that about a year ago. It's actually probably been less than a year, because I just relaunched my website and I went through a lot of rebranding. So that was a service that was kind of new to offer. So it's been a little bit less than a year.
What would you say has been the biggest hurdle you've had to overcome?
As far as my business, it's funny because I'm from St. Louis, but I lived in Indianapolis for about 7 years. And I actually just moved back to St. Louis about a month ago. But while I was in Indianapolis, obviously, I started my business there. And I thought it was very difficult to get my platform from just being online, because, of course, one of my goals was to have more events and to actually be hands on with my ladies that I was inspiring. But it was very difficult to do it in a city where I didn't really know anyone. So that was a real hurdle for me. So what I decided to do was I kind of just stepped out the box. I made friends on social media and that's how I kind of was growing my network there. So if it wasn't for social media, I probably wouldn't have even met you or met other women in the city of Indianapolis where I had actually started the business, to know who I was, see what I was doing, and just want to be involved with helping me with my movement and, you know, what we were doing in the community. So outside of making the friends on Facebook, it was still kind of, I remember I had my first event, my very first event was in Indianapolis, and there was a big ice storm. I don't want to say no one came, but the amount of people that showed up, I could have been very discouraged by, but what I did realize was that this is what I was supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be talking in front of women. I'm supposed to be influencing them and inspiring them in some way. So that was just a test. Like, okay, you could do this. You could do it better. Now, who else is going to be in the room the next time you do an event in Indianapolis? So I took that as a way to, okay, I have these friends on Facebook. Obviously, they didn't show up when I wanted them to. So how can I actually be more hands-on with them? How can I have a genuine connection with them so that they are willing to support me? So I stepped out the box, got out of my shell, and reached out to them like, hey, let's grab coffee. I think you're a great person. Let's meet up somewhere. Let's go shopping. Let's do this and let's do that. And that's really what even more built my network in Indianapolis. And I'm glad to say that, you know, my next events that I've had and that I am having in the future will be a great turnout because of the amount of women that I've been able to reach just in Indianapolis.
You brought up a really good point about, you know, building your network and making those connections and how you kind of started on social media. What tips would you give to people who have a movement or want to grow something or want to host an event and don't feel they have the outreach or they don't have a big audience? What kind of tips would you give them on networking with people or reaching out to people? How did you find the people to reach out to?
Mm-hmm. I think a really good piece of advice is really reach out to those who you know you can touch. For me, I knew the person who I wanted to see. Most of the time, you can look at them by their Facebook profile page, like their picture. You can see something in the girl like, can I be friends with her? Is she someone that I think I could connect with? Just by their bio on Instagram, you should be able to tell if they would be someone to add to your network or be willing to be friends with you. I know that's what we call it on social media. And a lot of people run away from that word. Like I hear it all the time, like I don't need new friends and things like that. But that's a lie. If you want your business to grow, if you want to really be serious about your network, then you need to make friends with these people. You are what they see. is not just your business. It's what they are attracted to. And you have to be friendly and you have to be open to getting to know more people. So that's one thing that I would say. Use social media for what it is. Like, really connect with them on a friend basis. Comment and love their page and love their pictures all the time. They, you may think you're being annoying, but you're really building relationships through those likes and comments. Another thing I would say is really get out the box. Use Eventbrite to find events to go to. Even using these new friends on social media, looking at their page and seeing where they're going to be. Just because, you know, it may sound creepy. It may sound like you're being a creep or a little stalkerish, but no, you just end up in the same place at the same time with this person that you've been building a relationship with on Facebook or on Instagram. So if you see them going to an event that you think you can benefit from, go to that event. Or find events on Facebook or on Instagram or on Eventbrite that can really help you, or you think that, you know, someone's going to be in the room that could benefit from meeting you. Be in that room. Why not? People get scared because they don't want to go places alone or because they don't want to. They're nervous about it. And there's no reason to be nervous. It's a step that you have to take. It's crucial.
Jazz, what is your daily mantra? Like, what is the quote or quotes that you kind of live by or use to motivate you and pick you up and keep you focused on building a community and reaching your own personal goals as well?
So I know it may sound strange, but my mantra changes pretty much on daily. Seriously, I get up and I do some meditation. And honestly speaking, whatever I feel like I'm lacking in that day is what I have to affirm myself in. So if I feel like maybe I'm a little bored with my business, I'll have to tell myself, like, Jazz, your business will grow. You're right on track. You're where you're supposed to be. Just things like that to reaffirm me in that. So whatever it is that I'm lacking in that I may feel a lack of confidence in, that's pretty much where I create new affirmations. So I create new affirmations pretty much every day. Outside of that, I use a lot of scriptures to affirm me and what I'm doing. My favorite one is, of course, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So with that being said, where do I find my strength? Where do I find my identity? And for me, that's with God. So making sure that I make sure I'm affirming myself in those areas is what keeps me on track.
How would the audience find out more about the Girls with Goals movement? How would they get involved in it?
Absolutely. So you can always join the movement. Just simply by following us on Instagram, you can find us as Girls with Goals Movement, or you can find us on Facebook at Girls with Goals The Movement, and you can follow me and what we are doing in the community. I'm always promoting my events on my website. It's www.girlswithgoals.net. Girls with Goals is spelled the normal way. But it's girlswithgoals.net is where you can find me and you can join our movement and see everything that we're doing in the community right now.
Definitely a very empowering platform. I follow the Girls with Goals movement. I love the stories and features that you all put, especially on Instagram and Facebook too. They put some great content on there. So definitely inspiring and empowering. So follow girlswithgoals.net. Jazz, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.